Welcome back to the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Joining us now is a former prosecutor in the Nassau County District Attorney's Office, and she is a current candidate for district attorney in that office here in New York State. Please join me in welcoming Ann Donnelly to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday Morning Show. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Judge Jeanine. Thank you so much.
All right. It's thrilled to have you on. Look, Ann, I know a lot about your background. I mean, you were a prosecutor for 32 years in Nassau County. You ran the financial crimes section, the organized crime and rackets. You were chief of public integrity. You worked in almost every division in that office, so you know the job of district attorney very well. But you resigned just a couple of months ago when the DA then moved on into another office, and you are now running to be the chief law enforcement officer in Nassau County. And I must tell you, Ann, that today, I think more than ever, the prosecutor in any county is one of the most pivotal, one of the most important roles and positions that anyone would hold in society today, given the fact that we live in a society today that I consider upside down, that most people who are now running for office, I think kind of like your opponent, you know, would rather just work out the problems with criminals. They don't much care for victims. They've got a backward sense of justice, and they believe in issues and that are not relevant to a traditional prosecutor. So as a what I would say, you are a traditional prosecutor. You believe in truth and justice, law and order, and making sure that a criminal is punished for his or her crime. Am I correct in that?
You are correct. I couldn't have said it better myself. I'm running for district attorney in Nassau County because I am a prosecutor. This is what I've done. I've dedicated my life to. And I'm running against a politician who has not dedicated his life to being a prosecutor, as I have. I am a traditional prosecutor, a hardworking prosecutor.
Well, clearly you are a hardworking prosecutor. 32 years, I can certainly relate to that. That's how long I was in law enforcement in the DA's office as an assistant DA and the DA. And I must tell you that, being a district attorney who has her finger on the pulse of the community is important for in terms of safety for the public, safety for children going to school, safety for business owners who want to build a business in that county in Nassau, and for people just to move into that county, stay in that county, residences maintaining their property prices. I mean, this is a pivotal role that's not just about law and order, but there are so many ripple effects to what a prosecutor does. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I am decided to take on this challenge and run for district attorney because of my family. I'm a mom. I have three children. My neighbors, how we raise our children and where we get to raise our children, all is affected by how the district attorney's office acts. And I've dedicated my career to putting bad guys in jail while my opponent wrote the laws to set those same criminals free. And that's making our county less safe.
All right. Well, I'm glad you brought it up, and I don't even want to mention his name. But one of the reasons, and I wanted you on this show, Ann Donnelly, running for district attorney in Nassau County, is because your opponent, Todd Kominski, and I hate even mentioning his name, he was one of the proponents of cashless bail law. His law released 3,000 inmates who went on to commit 9,000 new crimes. This is a guy who shouldn't be allowed anywhere near a district attorney's office, and he has the unmitigated gall to try to run for district attorney?
I agree, and that's really the reason I stepped up to do this when I saw that he wanted to tell everyone that he was going to be the next district attorney. He was thanked on the floor of the Senate by Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gennaris for putting words to paper for this law. And now he tries to say he didn't write it.
Really? He's denying that he wrote it?
Yes.
when he actually wrote it.
And helped write it. He definitely put words to paper, was Senator Gennaris's quote.
Okay, so his friends are saying he put the words to paper of the alleged bail reform, which is nothing more than a euphemism for turn him loose, and now he's running away from it. You see, that's the smoke and mirrors, Ann, that makes me crazy. Look, I ran for office 5 times. I ran for judge, I ran for DA, and I ran for attorney general. And I must tell you that when the public doesn't understand the importance of a role, and by the way, when I ran for attorney general, I lost to Andrew Cuomo. And one of the things I was talking about as attorney general in New York State was making sure that pedophiles and sex offenders were kept away from victims. And then look at how he ends up resigning. I mean, this guy isn't worth talking about, but you are. We need you, Ann. We need someone like you. And what I'm so impressed about you, and I really want my listeners to hear this, is that Ann worked in virtually every division in the district attorney's office. She knows organized crime. She knows financial crime. She knows racket. She knows public integrity. She knows sex crime. She knows all of the different crimes that prosecutors work on every day. Our job is to help the victims. Our job as prosecutors is to get into those trenches and fight good against evil. And that's what Anna's done for 32 years. And this guy really thinks that he's got he should be district attorney. Tell me about your support. Do you have support from law enforcement?
I do. I have endorsement of the Nassau County PBA, the Nassau County Detectives Association, the Nassau County Superior Officers Association. I have the Nassau County Corrections Officers. I have Nassau County Court Officers. I have Suffolk County Detectives Association, Suffolk Good. County PBA, New York City Detectives Association. I have the Nassau Police Conference, which is made up of all the villages in Nassau County. And it's been overwhelming the amount of law enforcement support I'm getting. I think my opponent forgets about the human toll of his law. And like you were saying, we're here to fight for the victims. We're here to sit in the trenches and hold their hands when we have to. And I spoke to a woman. Her name is Jennifer Payne, and her daughter was killed by her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And he's walking free because of the no bail law. That's a real person who's suffering because of this.
That's amazing. You know, Ann Donnelly running for DA in Nassau County, those are the kinds of messages and cases that we need to get out to the public in Nassau County. Someone kills his girlfriend. He says his girlfriend. He's out on bail. The mother has to visit her daughter in the graveyard. And this guy is walking around. I mean, it's absolutely stunning.
That
we tolerate this, Ann.
Yes, he shot and killed her while her 4-year-old daughter was in the house, who this woman who I met with is now raising. And then I visited another man whose son was killed by a drunk driver who had 3 previous drunk driving arrests and went around the ignition interlock device. He disabled it and drove drunk and killed this young man. And he's walking free with no bail. He was driving, I think, 135 miles an hour on our roads.
You know, Ann, you have to wonder, why, you know, or how society would even consider someone like Todd Kominski. Because if you put his name and his face behind every one of those cases where someone was released after, you know, being released on no bail and then goes on to kill, whether it's with a car or with a shotgun, they shouldn't be in office. They should be ostracized. They shouldn't be put in a position where they can continue that damaging, dangerous behavior. And Ann Donnelly, you know, you have seen firsthand what goes on with the victims, and what you talk about is a ripple effect. The grandmother is raising a 4-year-old daughter as if she didn't already raise her own daughter, but the ripple effect is this 4-year-old is being raised by her grandmother because some dirtbag took a shotgun and shot a woman, and he's now walking around. It infuriates me. People don't take crime personally enough. You know, it's got to be taken personally. And if you don't, then you know, you live in a country where no one cares.
Yes, it really does need to be taken personally. And, you know, the criminals know. They're more up on the changes in the law than we are. The driver, the drunk driver was bragging at the scene. I'm not worried. I'll be out tomorrow because of bail reform. Mm-hmm. I personally prosecuted a group of Chilean burglars who came to Nassau County specifically to commit burglaries. 12 burglaries later, I'm standing in court asking the judge to hold them on bail. And he said, my hands are tied. They walked out of that courtroom laughing at me, laughing at our system, got in a car, left the country, and flew back to Chile, never to be seen again. Is that justice? Is that what we want?
No, clearly not. I'm not so sure, never to be seen again. They'll come back. They'll come back. They don't care. Look, it's a wide open border, Anne. And, you know, you, Nassau County and the rest of New York, you know, the East End, I mean, you guys have seen the Latin Kings, MS-13, the gangs that come out and commit the medieval barbaric crimes. You know, the border is not the only place where these dirtbags come through. You know, they end up in the interior of the United States.
Yes. And they come to Long Island and make the gangs bigger and stronger. You know, we have shootings, unfortunately, in Nassau County up 39%. What that tells me is more bad guys are here on the streets with guns. And that's something we have to fight against. We have to form a task force with our police department and take guns off our streets. And drugs. Judge Jeanine, I don't have to tell you, you know what an issue the opioid problem is.
Yep.
And drug dealers now get arrested and have to be released without bail so they can go back on the street and sell more drugs.
Yeah. Well, you know, the drug crimes and the gangs, I mean, this all goes back to you know, Joe Biden and the ridiculous open borders that we have. But, you know, Anne, as I sit here talking to you, I'm Anne Donnelly, running for DA in Nassau County, I can't help but wonder, you know, what one person can do. But worse, I guess, is what one person who doesn't believe in justice, like these progressive DAs like Krasner in Philadelphia and, you know, all these Soros-funded DAs in California, like George Gascon and the rest of them. I mean, they are creating danger areas and danger zones for American citizens who become crime victims by people who shouldn't be here in the first place. But if you have judges, Anne Donnelly, saying, look, you know, that my hands are tied, I mean, what can you do?
Well, I think we have to stand tough and prosecute the laws that we have that we're able to prosecute, you know, and make our county as safe as we possibly can and stand up in Albany, stand together, every district attorney from every county and say mm-hmm. You need to make changes to bring our state back to a safer place. My opponent is making us less safe. He supports felons being on juries. He supported discovery reform, which, as you know, from being a prosecutor mm-hmm. for so long, being the absolute burden it is on us to make these time limits they set on us to get this all together. Cases are being dismissed on a misdemeanor level left and right because we can't get all of the discovery together. That has to change. I'm going to hire more staff. I'm going to hire discovery expediters and be able to get that together so we can hand it over the moment we have it and prosecute those cases and not just let everybody walk.
Right. Because if you don't do that, unfortunately, then what you have is you have these individuals walking and charges dismissed by liberal judges. You know, one of the things, Anne, that I recall when I started the first domestic violence unit actually in the country funded by the Justice Department in 1978, you know, when I couldn't get more staff, I mean, I was only allowed to have X number of people in the Domestic Violence Bureau. When I couldn't get more staff, I would get volunteers. I'd have them screened. There are a lot of people out there, you know, who, if we vet them properly, they will work day and night because they want the system to work. And so, you know, when you say hire people, I'm sure, you know, some people are like, oh, there's more money. What are we going to do? She's going to spend more money. No, we're going to get more people there, whether we hire them or whether they're volunteers. We're going to get the job done. And that's what we've got to do. And you know, as much as you're talking about the great stuff that you've done and the fact that you've got the experience to walk in there on day one, handle every case, whether it's a homicide case or a petty larceny case, this opponent, whose name I don't want to mention, he is the one who's responsible for these criminals walking out day after day because he put words to the bill on the so-alleged bail reform. But Ann, you know, when it comes to things like, you know, petty crime, you know, some prosecutors are not prosecuting cases where, you know, the money amount is less than $800. What's going on in Nassau County?
Well, Nassau has not gone down that slippery slope. We're still prosecuting cases. And what people have to remember is, and I agree with you, and I love your idea about, you know, having volunteers come in to help. Mm-hmm. I'll certainly be calling on you for ideas on how to make the DA's office even better, because you did it for so long, and you were such a great DA. But, you know, sometimes we get people in the system, and we're not sending them to jail. We send them to a program for shoplifting. We send them to a drug program. And they show us that they can, you know, stay clean and sober. And we dismiss the charges or we reduce the charges so they don't have it on their record.
Right.
If we're not prosecuting them at all, we're not even arresting them, then how can we get them the help that they might need?
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, women who are victims of sex trafficking, how can we get them the help if we're not going to be able to sit and talk to them, as you know? So it just needs to go forward in a positive way to help the victims.
It is all about the victims, and to me that was the cornerstone of my office. You know, the criminal justice system, it gives the criminal top billing, and it's called the criminal justice system. I think it should be called the victim's justice system, because the victim is the one who never wanted to be a part of it in the first place, and some dirtbag chose him or her to be a victim, and now we're left with a ripple effect of what happens in a situation like that. But Ann Donnelly, when is the actual election?
It is November 2nd.
Okay, November 2nd. So you have just a couple more weeks. You've got all the police unions. You've got pretty much, you even have the police in Suffolk County as well as Nassau County. I mean, cops know who a real prosecutor is. And, you know, I can't imagine them supporting anyone who is literally anti-law enforcement. And I think that your opponent is someone who is anti-law enforcement. I really do. And that what you've got to do in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, is continue to do are you doing the train stations and all that stuff? Or how are you going to close out the campaign, Ann Donnelly, in the next 2 weeks?
We are doing everything. I'm doing the train stations. I'm doing mailings. I'm going door to door. I just want to get the message out, you know, and my message is we have to protect our victims. Maybe right. We should have victim representatives on our juries instead of what my opponent wants is felons on the jury. And, you know, yeah. Judge Jeanine, I'm very proud of all the law enforcement endorsements I got because I have stood next to these men and women mm-hmm. for 32 years. And like you said, they know me. Mm-hmm. They know how I am. They know my record. They know what I do. And they supported me because of that. And it means a lot.
Well, it
because
certainly
we
means a lot you
and
Donnelly running for DA in Nassau County, and it says a lot as well. And I've seen some of your ads. While Ann Donnelly has been prosecuting criminals and putting them behind bars, Senator Todd Kominsky wrote the cashless bail law that released a baby killer, a man accused of attempting violent rape, drug dealers, and other violent felons from jail. You know, Ann Donnelly, you are the real deal. I hope very much that you are able to win this election. I think if the people of Nassau County understand what it means to be a district attorney and how much it means to them in terms of their livelihood, their protection, their security, and their, you know, the maintaining of civility within a county, then you are the one person and the only person, Ann Donnelly, who should be running and who should win the election for district attorney in Nassau County. So I want to thank you very much for being on with us, Ann, and I hope to hear good news from Ann Donnelly, candidate for district attorney in Nassau County. We love her, and we hope that she wins. Take care, Ann.
Judge, take care.
Bye.